Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Chris the Man of the Podcast. Welcome to another episode today. And I'm back from holidays. That's right, I am actually back from holidays. And I know I'm not wearing my glasses like I usually do, so you might be seeing me squint a little bit, so I apologize for that. But this was actually inspired. The trip I just came off of in Quebec. I was out in Quebec City, and I was on vacation and all that, and like my normal every year, my annual trip to Quebec, and this kind of being out there kind of inspired this topic, and it's actually going to be two-parter. Part one's today, and then Wednesday coming up will be part two, so I look forward to talking about that as well on Wednesday. And actually Wednesday I'll have premieres going back. We'll be back to premieres every week. We'll be back to normal schedule. We'll be all back to the way things were before May, beginning of May, I guess, so to speak. So today we're going to talk about communication is key. And now I was thinking about this, and I was really, like, I was in the car, we were traveling around Quebec, I was on my way to Quebec City via plane, and I had my book. I'm just gonna grab it really quick. This book. I had this book for those watching on YouTube. I had my little book, and I was like writing new episodes and all that, and you know, I was coming up with new ideas, and I'm like, I haven't done an episode on communication, and I was thinking about the team and all that. I was thinking, oh, Kelsey. I was thinking about Larry. You know, I was thinking about the whole entire team in general. So I'm like, I'm going to talk about. Communication is key, and this is where today's episode comes in. It was inspired on my plane trip to Quebec, so we're going to talk about it. Now, I've been in this business almost 20 years. It'll be 20 years as of next year. I will be in my 20th year in the online media realm for this long, and it'll be my I've been in this business so long, and I've learned a lot. I have learned a lot about communication. As you guys know by now, I had two teams. I had the video project team from 2005 to 2014, and then obviously Crispy on the Web Media 2014 to the present day, as we are heading into our 10th anniversary in November. So communication is key. Communicating tasks to the team, something I did struggle with the team back then, the video project team, and this company too as well, like Crispy on the Web Media. I struggled a lot with communication back in the early years. Things started getting better, I guess, in the 2023. I think 2022, June of 2022, so almost 2 years ago, I started communicating better. I had a better team. Things are starting to get better. August 2023. That's when everything started getting better. Everything, you know, improved with it. And I got so much better at communicating with my team. And plus, I hired on Kelsey, and Kelsey came on, and she's been with me ever since. And she'll be celebrating her 1 year anniversary with the company, so with Crispy on the Web Media. So it's going to be, she'll be celebrating her 1 year anniversary coming up. And don't think I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to say something on social media about it. You know, I'm going to say something about it. Praise her for, you know, all the hard work that she's done over the years. But I'm proud. I'm very, 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 very proud that, I have a great team behind me, and we're communicating, we're getting things done, and that is really important. You know, it took me well over 10 years to learn this lesson of communication. We didn't have it. You know, video projects team was a mess. It was an appalling mess. It was crazy. There was a lot of problems with Crispy on the Web Media. You know, we struggled with everything, and we really, really had a hard time with, you know, communicating with each other and getting, you know, things done properly. And there was a lot of bickering. There was a lot of drama. There was a lot of people controlling the team and trying to take things over. And it's just, video projects team was a mess. It was, that could have used a lot more communication back then. And Now look at us. We're professionals now. We're really, really good at it. And it's truly helped me, you know, with the current team I have with Kelsey, Larry, and I. You know, we're the dynamic trio. And we've done so much work since August. We've, you know, finished Power Rangers, and now we're going into other movies and shows that we want to cover on the podcast. You know, there are so many different things that we want to do now. Like, we have really dominated our communication, and it's all thanks to Next Level University for all their help, you know, and I appreciate all their, you know, I appreciate all the tips and tricks I've had, and it's just been an amazing experience. You know, I've really learned a lot. So, you know, I've really upped my game with communication, and I said, okay, you know what, I gotta talk to Kelsey about this. I need this done. I need to get this finished. You know, there's a lot of, like, I'm not afraid to, you know, communicate and tell them, okay, this needs to be done by this date. We need to make sure it's done and ready to go further for another episode of the podcast, for example. You know, I really, really know how to communicate. I'm getting better at communicating. I'm getting better at, you know, talking to the team and say, okay, this is what's going on. This is what's wrong. You know, we're always talking to each other. We're always communicating. We're always in constant communication. We're always messaging each other, calling each other, texting each other. You know, I have Kelsey on my speed dial. Majority of the time, her and I will keep in touch, and we'll even text outside of, you know, the work side of things. You know, and like sometimes we're not working, we just kind of will chit chat for a bit and, you know, catch up with each other and then get back to work. Anyway, so yeah, we have really come a long way. We have basically come so far with communication, and I wish we had communicated better, the original team. I really, really, you know, regret that, you know, I really regret not communicating with the old team. I regret, you know, just not doing what I regret it. You know, like, we should have done it, and we should have been more communicate. We should have communicated a lot better, but we didn't. And that probably was one of the big downfalls of the video park team. And I'm not afraid to say it. I know what the downfall is. You know, I take full responsibility for what happened. But you gotta think, now look at me now. Look at us now. We are a big success. We are we're thriving every day. We're getting views. We're, you know, people are listening to the podcast. And thank you guys so much for the 73 subscribers on YouTube. It has been amazing. It has been an amazing journey with the podcast. And I appreciate each and one of you guys for, you know, subscribing and listening to the podcast every week. So it took over 10 years. And, you know, I have to remember, too, when I was in my 20s, I was not very mature. I was not very mature. You know, I was, you know, 20 years old when I started this, where the video products team started in 2005. I was only 20 years old. I was just getting out of my teenager years. You know, I was just, you know, adjusting to my adulthood. I was learning, you know, different things. And now maybe the fact that I'm actually more well-medicated, my medication has helped a lot more to help me, you know, focus and get things done and not be frustrated. I have really worked on myself personally as well, because that is important, because I needed to work on myself personally too, because I have, you know, had my share of issues. I've had my share of, you know, struggles in life. I have, you know, been through a lot with myself, and, you know, now I am doing a lot better. I'm a lot happier. You know, I'm getting more and more mature, and now I'm nearing the age of 40. You know, I feel old. I do feel old, but, you know, I really stepped up, you know, my maturity. I've really come a long way. I've really grown as a person, and I'm really, really excited, you know, to be getting work done, and, you know, to be involved with a great community like this. And I really, you know, stepped up my communication game, because, you know, no communication means craziness. And I know that from experience, because, again, video products team did not have a lot of communication. There was me screaming at them on camera. There is a video on YouTube of me under pressure, and you just put in Chris under pressure, you'll see me yelling and screaming. It's one of the old channels that we had, and you know, it was not pretty to watch. And I kind of just do this now. I just facepalm myself every time I hear me screaming at them. But now I've really come a long way, and, you know, I have a lot of people to thank, and a lot of people have followed me right from the get-go, and I appreciate it as well. But, you know, back then, you know, I had no boundaries with the video product team, which I've talked about on other episodes of the podcast. I've talked about boundaries a lot. I haven't talked about leadership as much. Maybe that's something something I can talk about. There's a couple things I want to talk about when it comes to the podcast. I have leadership. There's another one I wanted to do about, I forget what it was now. It was leadership and then something else. I forget. But, the bonus episode. I was going to talk about the bonus episode being no more. But I'll talk about that in another episode of the bonus podcast. I'll maybe do that under that name anyways. But, you know, I wasn't a transformational leader back then. Now that I have, you know, had a little bit of one-on-one, I have learned a lot about being a transformational leader compared to back then. You know, I have come a long way. I've shown a lot of growth. I've really, really improved. I've really improved myself. I really have improved myself. And, you know, I'm very, very proud to say that I have, you know, come this far and I am nowhere near finished, you know. And I have a ton of communication now. I'm always in direct communication with the team. You know, the team and I will have our communication, and maybe once, I think you're going to start doing a team chat. We're going to talk to the team, and I'm going to do that a little bit more, and I'll get Larry involved, and maybe him and I and Kelsey can talk on we have a Discord server. We have like a little side chat. We talk about it. You know, we'll discuss everything that's going on with Crispy on the Web Media. Is there anything that needs to be done? What's next? You know, we'll talk about it. And I think that's something important, is to maybe start having little meetings here and there to ensure that if there is something that we need to do to help, you know, step things up and get better. But we're always in direct communication, whether if it's not the three of us together, it's usually singular. But I want to do a team chat one day just to talk about stuff and, you know, figure out things and what we, you know, expect on the daily basis. I think we're going to be needing a meeting soon, because we're now heading into the unknown with the CBLW show. Is kind of in the unknown right now, because we have finished Power Rangers. We got to figure out what's next for us, and let's just say we are recording something next week, this week on Thursday. We are recording something, Larry and I gotta say that. But we've been in communication about that too. Like, we've constantly talked about it, and that's another thing. Like, Larry and I have talked a lot about what's next for the podcast. What are we doing next for the CBLW show now that Power Rangers has concluded? What are we going to do? What is our next step for the podcast moving forward? Are we going to go to video? Are we going to do movies? Are we going to do another show? Are we going to dig into the Ghost Rider series? You know, and I've talked about, you know, Cornered Gas. I have a couple of Cornered Gas episodes I want to do with Bob. That's coming up too. I'm looking forward to that. But, you know, and then what about Larry and I? And I know Larry and I have talked about it, and we are planning, hopefully September I'll start working on Ghost Rider, and 2025 we'll get going in that. But we have to communicate that, and we are, and I'm gonna maybe sit down with him this week and say, okay, this is what we need to do next. Like, what do we do next? Like, what is the next step after this podcast, these three podcasts? What do you want to do in the way of episodes? And we have a little bit of a timetable that we want to follow. We want to make sure we, you know, keep to. That's another thing, is communicating a schedule. This is when we need this done. And, you know, still we are struggling with, you know, getting blog. I know Kelsey struggled with Kelsey's reached out to me, and he said, Chris, I'm struggling with keeping up with the end of the week updates. I keep missing the right time. I feel bad. I'm like, don't worry about it, you know. And that's a key communication. And she knows I'm going to be mentioning this, so don't worry. I'm not throwing her on the bus, but she knows that I'm going to be mentioning this. And she suggested this idea to mention, you know, her not getting the blog done on time. And I'm like, don't worry about it. It can't always be perfect. Can't always be on time. You know, we have a lot of different things. We have the group, we have Discord, we have the fan page, we got Twitter, we got Instagram, we got the website to do, we got both podcasts, you have the blog. Like, there's so much that we need to do in such a short time. And this is where scheduling comes in handy. Like, you know, scheduling yourself to posting up, you know, let's say a blog, for example, the end of the week blog for Kelsey. You know, just make sure, set some time. It only really takes half an hour, to not even that. that to type up a blog. Like, it just, if you know what you're saying, then it makes a lot more, makes more sense to what you're doing and saying. Like, it makes it a lot more sense. If you know what you're saying, then, you know, it comes out naturally to you. But, you know, yeah, communicating a schedule is really important because, especially to stay on a schedule, it's not easy. And I know that for a fact. This podcast was done on a Saturday. Yesterday, I finished it and I'm like, I was going out to my niece and nephew's birthday party. You know, I was spending time with the family and then got some other stuff going on with, like, local, like, right within my street. You know, there was so much going on. Like, there was so much going on this weekend. So, you know, I had to timetable in some time to record and then edit and then post it up. So, you know, it makes a lot more sense in a way, I guess. Anyways, what else are we going to talk about? I'm trying to think. You know, we want to keep things moving smoothly. You know, we want to keep, you know, the momentum with the team going. We want to, you know, make sure, you know, things are running very smoothly and, you know, communicating tasks to each other. And, you know, Kelsey knows, and she's probably working on this while I'm recording this, but I do have to send her a picture of me with a selfie of me so she can use it on the graphic for the podcast. But, you know, I'm going to, like, I already gave her, you know, I communicated the task to her and she said, okay, I'll get it done. And she doesn't take long to do it, you know? She's very, very, very good and she uses a lot of different sources and I'm going to talk about more of those too as well. So, you know, I have a lot to talk about. Now, leadership, the bonus episode, and now what sites do I use for the graphical end of the podcast? So I have a lot of different things, ideas that I'm going to have to write down before I forget, but I do remember them. Don't worry. But, you know, it makes things a lot easier in the team setting. You know, there's no communication, then teamwork doesn't make the dream work, which I will talk about teamwork makes the dream work on Wednesday's episode. You know, communication has four or five different essential skills. Written could be messages, letters, notes, emails. Oral is, you know, from word of mouth, you know, talking to them on camera or sending them like a voice message on your phone. You know, it could be talking to the other person on your team. You know, nonverbal and visual communication, meaning, you know, email or written down. Active listening is very important, which I'm going to talk about that really briefly. I'll talk about that. Listening to, you know, the concerns, suggestions is very important. Active listening is important. And I love, you know, that's the one thing I love about interviews as well. I like just listening to their stories. And I'll just sit here and be like, yeah, I agree. I totally agree. You know, and that's really exciting stuff. But, you know, listening to the concerns or suggestions is very important. You know, always, you know, being active. Listening is really important. Not interrupting till the other person is done. This is something my team and I had problems with the video bar team. We weren't listening to each other. We were talking over each other. You know, it's just one thing after another, you know. But when Larry, Jess, and I became Crispy on the Web Media, it was just Crispy on the Web in 2014. There was no media added to it until the last year and a half now. We've been called Crispy on the Web Media. But we've really learned a lot of communication between Justin, Larry, and I. We have learned a lot of communication. We've really learned to communicate things. Like I said to Justin, like, okay, this is what we need to get done. We need to get the set done for the Antrim Talk Show, you know. And I've communicated with Justin and said, hey, I have a job for you, which is the first time he's actually had something to do with Crispy on the Web Media in 7 years. He hasn't been active for 7 years, and he's going to be active doing a banner for the 10th anniversary of Crispy on the Web Media. So that's very, very, very exciting for him to be doing a banner for me here in the studio to hang for the 10th anniversary celebration in November. So that's communication. You know, despite the old results of the World Web Series, you know, when Larry rejoined, we became a very good cohesive unit. You know, during the pandemic especially, that was one of the biggest things that we had problems with was we had to, you know, listen to each other. We had to, you know, communicate. We had to figure out the tech issues, because I've said this before, we've had tech issues in the past. We've had, you know, problems with recording during the pandemic because we weren't used to Skype. We were using Skype. It was Skype at the time. We were like midway through Power Rangers. It was Power Rangers collab back then, before the CBLW show even became a thing. thing. That was like 2021, 2022, kind of give you a bit of a timeline. But, you know, we had to really, you know, step up our communication and getting things out, you know, done in a timely manner. I know things did not come out too quickly during the pandemic. We struggled, but, you know, we still figured a way through it. We figured out, you know, through our communication, we struggled, but we figured it out. We, you know, that really brought us together as a team really strong. We were really strong during the pandemic. You know, we were learning a lot about each other, and that really, really helped us in the friendship side of things, as well as professionally with Crispy on the Web Media. So this is a prime example of really communicating, especially when we were in the pandemic. We were really communicating, and we were getting things done, and we were figuring things out. So, you know, last thing I want to touch on is the visual, which is like by Messenger, on Facebook, email, Skype, Discord, whatever you are using, you know, that is really important. And it's a good tool to use, is just using like email, Messenger, you know, Discord, Skype. I don't know who uses Skype anymore. Like Skype, I rarely use Skype anymore. I don't even remotely touch it that much, except I do, you know, ask questions to the co-pilot name on Skype sometimes, just to fiddle around with it, but very rarely I'm on Skype anymore, and you know, I just use other sources of communication. But in conclusion, today's episode, communication is key, and especially in a team setting like Crispy on the Web Media. Now, we've learned a lot as a team. We've learned a lot about each other. You know, we've continued to grow and improve as a team. Just remember, communicating, keep on working on your communication skills. I really hope this guy helps you guys and gives you insight on what we went through, both Video Project Team and Crispy on the Web Media. And like I said to a lot of people, I have a lot of experiences. I have experienced anything and everything over the last almost 19 years of being in the online media world. So I hope this helps you guys. And as always, if you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe wherever you're listening or watching the podcast. You can follow Crispy on the Web Media on Facebook, X, aka formerly known as Twitter, Instagram at Crispy on the Web. I will see you guys on Wednesday for another episode of Entertainment Man Podcast. Bye for now.
Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio show produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.